Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Talking a little Bucks basketball now as we welcome into the program Frank Madden from the Locked On Bucks podcast. You can find him at FMaddenNBA, FMaddenNBA on Twitter as well. Frank, how you been?
Doing okay. Spending a lot of quality time with family, like many people. So holding up just fine. Although obviously, no sports is pretty tough. You guys know that better than anyone.
Yep, no doubt. Hopefully, we get sports back. Hopefully, the NBA is, if not the leader, at least one of the two leaders in between baseball and basketball. But a lot of talk about playing the remainder, or at least a small portion of the remaining portion of the season, at a neutral site, and then letting the playoffs begin. Let me ask you this. First and foremost, I read an article about Coach Budenholzer trying to draw some of his past when it comes to how to prepare to come back from when there were lockouts. But we don't know. We've never seen anything like this before. So you tell me, what do you expect when we finally do see basketball on a hardwood again?
It's a great question. Yeah, I mean, I think, typically when you have lockouts, you know, players obviously aren't having any interaction with the teams because they're obviously in a labor dispute. But, I mean, they can go to gyms. They can use their personal trainers. They can play pickup with each other. There's no issues with that. Obviously, we're in a totally different scenario. Teams can, you know, talk to their players. Teams can, you know, provide. I think the Bucks provided some Peloton bikes and free weights. I think they were trying to, you know, basically give players at their homes, you know, tools they could use to stay in shape. But, you know, people aren't playing basketball, right? Unless you've got a gym in your house or, you know, in your driveway or something, a hoop, you're not actually playing any basketball. It's really nothing competitive. So I think absolutely, you know, if you try to go straight into the playoffs, that would be certainly a challenge just from a rhythm standpoint, getting players to the point where actually they're ready to compete at a high level. Now, obviously, so much of that just depends on how long a layoff would be. But for sure, you know, I think you'd need I think typically there was like 3 weeks roughly from when the last lockout ended. It was in early December to when they started playing games on Christmas back, you know, earlier part of this day, like 2011, I think it was. So, you know, there's at least some precedent for how much time they give to kind of ramp up. But again, you know, the clock is ticking, obviously. And, you know, are they going to have a small play-in tournament for some of the teams that maybe are not in the playoffs right now? You know, there are all these variables that right now, obviously, everybody's just trying to sort out. Like, how do you manage this? Obviously, it's just an unprecedented situation. But for sure, you can't expect that you're going to see the best basketball in the world when these guys first come back, just given the fact that they haven't been able to play and, you know, really play, be with their teams or do anything of any of that.
Well, that was going to be my next question when, you know, you don't know what you're going to get, but I thought it was interesting. I was reading an article, and I mentioned this yesterday. Coach Budenholzer told the guys, yes, go worry about your conditioning and go in and try to stay in the best shape you can possibly be. And here's, which is amazing because I've actually seen some of these names online because I ride Peloton, and I've seen some of these guys, some of these NBA players online. in the same classes that I'm taking, whether it's high intensity classes or strength and training. You know, it's interesting that all of a sudden you got a professional athlete and you're trying to beat him. You know what I mean? It's pretty interesting in that sense.
Yeah.
But he also said, don't forget about basketball. If you have a chance to get out and shoot and work on your game, because a lot of guys are concentrating on keeping their legs under them, and yes, you need to do that. But he said, when you come back, a lot of times you're going to find yourself, maybe we'll get three games in 3 days when all of a sudden we come back, and you got to be ready to go. So he said, don't forget about basketball, which I found rather interesting.
Yeah, I mean, especially relevant to a team like the Bucks, which obviously the Bucks shoot a lot of threes. They also give up a lot of threes. So, you know, it could work both ways when you think about just stylistically the way the Bucks play particularly. You know, you would think that certainly three-point shooting might be something that might look a bit more off than usual when teams first come back, just not having the rhythm of just getting shots up, right, which is the thing that, you know, players can do all summer, they can do during a lockout, they can do in really any other situation. But right now it's obviously really challenging. And, you know, Pat Connaughton interview, and he was talking about his conditioning, and he was saying, you know, hey, he's been doing some workouts where, you know, he'll fall on the ground and out of exhaustion when he's done. You know, you don't ever get to that point in a basketball game, but it's different, right? Game shape is still different from just being able to kind of work out on your own. And obviously the basketball component you mentioned is obviously a pretty key part of that, because you're not just, you know, doing cardio for 2 hours. You're actually trying to play a sport. And obviously the timing, the rhythm, all those things are important. And guys are absolutely going to be rusty when they come back. That's just going to be a reality of kind of how things work.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Also, I wanted to ask you when, you know, obviously the team comes back, Giannis will have had time to let that knee injury heal up. I would assume that he's, because the last time we saw this team, much like when we saw them come out of the All-Star break, their last memory going into the All-Star break was a loss. Coming out, they weren't playing real well. They had a bad West Coast trip. It wasn't very good. A lot of comments being made about, you know, how they need to come back home and they need to kind of get it all together and such. I think that this team's going to come out just completely loaded for bear. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we think of it kind of selfishly from the Bucks' perspective, certainly. I mean, if it had been like a 2 to 3 week stoppage, obviously we knew it never was going to be that. But if they'd gotten 2 to 3 weeks, that probably would have been kind of ideal, because, you know, Giannis would have had plenty of time. I think he was probably going to play that by that weekend. When everything got canceled with that knee injury, which obviously was not very severe, But you know, a little extra time obviously is a plus. And then, you know, George Hill, Eric Bledsoe, I mean, they were dealing with various dings. Bledsoe had a sore knee. So, you know, definitely I think when you think about just the timing of it, when you have the best record in the league, obviously you do not want to lose a season. You don't want to just stop a season and come back a few months later. But, you know, if it was going to happen at some point, probably not bad timing for the Bucks, just given what you mentioned, especially, you know, chance to get Giannis rested up, get that knee where it's supposed to be. So that's definitely a plus. And, you know, certainly some other teams maybe have more extreme versions of that, you know, like Philly, Ben Simmons. We don't know when he might be able to play with his back injury, but a few months layoff actually might be a great thing for a Sixer team that obviously was really struggling and had various injuries. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely going to be all those sorts of issues that kind of crop up, and maybe the, you know, it helps get some guys rested and refreshed, especially the older guys. And obviously the Bucks have a lot of veterans, so being able to get a rest now could be advantageous. But again, it's just such an unprecedented situation. You know, I think there's just, I'm just fascinated. I mean, obviously we all want the game to come back, but I think just seeing what this does to rhythm, timing, health, you know, conditioning, all that, I think it's just going to be really interesting, just because, as you've been saying, just we've never seen anything like this before.
Talking with Frank Madden and the Locked On Bucks podcast. The other thing that I was discussing yesterday was, you know, an interesting comment that was made when we had Ersan Ilyasova on our last show, and he had said, look, he had talked to a couple of different friends of his that said, you know, hey, the starters are going to win you the season. The depth of the bench is going to win you the championship. Coming out of all of this, the fact that their bench, their shooters, they have depth. They have probably one of the deepest benches when it comes to just solid role players. How much do you think that plays a factor into if we see a stretch run, a very quick stretch run, and then right into the postseason for this team?
It could. I mean, I would probably take the opposite tack. I mean, I think, you know, even if you look back at that Toronto series last year, I think Bud only played 8 guys his last two games of that series. They actually went to a really short bench. I think typically, you know, a team like the Bucks, they've been remarkably good, like, for instance, when Giannis has been on the bench. So the depth, I think, has been a huge part of the success overall this season. So, I mean, I would have probably disagreed with Ersan. I think the Bucks bench has been a huge part of the regular season success. I think in the playoffs where you're going to have to ramp up, you know, I mean, it's unprecedented basically how few minutes, you know, they've been relying on Giannis and Chris and Bledsoe and some of these other guys to play, right? And they've got one guy who plays 30 minutes a game. Giannis is, you know, barely at 31. So, I mean, I think really it's going to be the starters, and they're the ones that are going to have to really shoulder more of a load, I think, in the playoffs. Flip side, you could say, well, you know, if coming out of this long break, if guys are not really going to be in a position that maybe, you know, the rhythm isn't there or the game shape isn't there or something, then obviously you could say the opposite. I mean, the bench is going to be important. I think for the Bucks, the bench certainly has been a huge part of their formula all year long. You know, you just think about guys like George Hill, you know, guys like Dante DiVincenzo have been huge boosts off the bench. So I think those guys are continuing to play huge roles. That's part of what kind of the Bucks, I think, winning formula is, just the depth and the fact they don't really lose steam when the second unit comes in or when they kind of do different situations. So I think it's going to be really important for the Bucks. That said, I think some of the gap between, you know, the Bucks have done in the regular season and maybe some of the other teams out there, I think it probably closes a little bit, just because, again, you're just not going to, you know, the Lakers don't have to play 11 guys if you meet them in the finals, right? It's going to be your best against their best, probably for a lot more of the game than typical. So could definitely see it swing both ways, but I definitely subscribe to the theory. You know, in the playoffs, that's where having kind of that great starting five, having that great closing unit, that's where probably it becomes more important.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we see basketball relatively soon, just to, even if it's in front of, in an arena without fans. I think to be able to witness competition, I think a lot of us, as far as sports fans go, that will be something that we're really excited to see finally return. But let me ask you this. Do you think that play diminishes, as some have hinted, LeBron being kind of the guy that's banged the drum on this, do you think competition diminishes if there aren't fans in the stands? I don't.
I don't know. I mean, I think certainly it's just going to be a different experience, I would say. I think, you know, it was interesting that the Warriors did a kind of an experiment in a game, I think, a couple years ago, where they didn't have, like, they didn't play, like, music. They didn't really have any of the normal kind of between timeout stuff, during game kind of stuff to kind of get the crowd going. So, I mean, they still had a crowd. But I remember, I think Steve Kerr and kind of members of the team said, yeah, it's just kind of weird. Right? It's just kind of weird not having those normal things part of the game. And so you think about, you know, taking away fans entirely. I mean, to me, that's, you know, that's probably the most extreme thing you can do to sort of just, again, the aesthetic of what a game is. So I think it'll probably be very weird, probably for us even, to be watching on TV that way. But yeah, I think, you know, if you're a fan or you're a player and you're doing it in front of an empty gym, and again, these might be, you know, like summer league type gyms, right? Like, are they even going to play if this happens in, like, a real, you know, big NBA arena, if nobody's in there? I mean, all this stuff we're not sure about. So I think it's definitely going to be different. It's just another one of those X factors that we don't really know how they're going to react, right? You always,
right,
you know, crowd going crazy when a guy shooting free throws makes it harder. Well, is absolute silence and nobody in there going to psych guys out even more? I don't know, right? It's kind of one of those interesting things that we're going to get some hints at, which we've never really obviously had a chance to see this. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to make it different. That said, I mean, these guys are competitors, right? Even if it's a very different situation, you know, if it's the finals and it's in front of, you know, no fans, you know, I still think you're going to see guys get really intense and competitive. And, you know, I think back, I don't know if you remember this, the Dream Team, 92, they played apparently this, like, incredible scrimmage against a group of college guys, like Chris Webber and some of those
right
guys. And apparently it was this amazing scrimmage and super intense. No fans were there, right? It was really just about pride, competition, and all that. So, I mean, ultimately these guys are pros, they're competitors. I think it's absolutely going to be different. That said, you know, are they just not going to try as hard because there aren't fans there? No, I don't believe that. I think the intensity can be there. I think it's just going to probably be just different for different guys. And obviously, you know, who knows? Maybe Eric Bledsoe needs to not play in front of a big crowd in the playoffs, right? Maybe
right,
that would be a positive thing for a guy like him. Who knows?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Frank, always good to talk to you. They can find you on Facebook. They can find you on Twitter, but at F Madden NBA on Twitter, and it's the Locked On Bucks podcast. Frank, appreciate it as always, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, both. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you later. There he goes. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. And thank the truck drivers that are out there delivering all the products that we need right now in this time of need. And for everything from, you know, hand sanitizer and toilet paper to the masks that are being delivered to our healthcare workers. Thanks to the truck drivers. Our friends at Schneider remind you that. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.